This meeting is now being recorded.
Thanks very much. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the second meeting of reviewing the CEP Workstream 2 project of the CCWG. I'm Ed Morris, and would like to welcome our rather intimate gathering here. I see a few people who weren't on meeting one, so perhaps we will go over a bit what we talked about there, but welcome to the meeting. The agenda, if we get the agenda slide up, we'll do the introduction. Attendance will be taken off Adobe. Is there anybody here on the call only, not on Adobe? Please let us know. Okay, Leon Sanchez does send his regrets. He is flying as we speak. Any update to SOIs? I'll take that as a no. Okay, on today's agenda, we'll report back on some of our action items. A report from India, where I was tasked with talking to Becky Burr about some of the issues relating with the CEP relationship with the conciliation phase of the independent review procedure. In a loop, we'll talk a bit about bylaws, any changes we may want to make, any consideration to doing something in that area. Fozzie's done some initial work on CEP rules, which I hope she'll talk about. Then I'd like to have a discussion about a big problem, which is how we can get folks in the community who have experience with the CEP to participate in our group and deliberations, because we're having some trouble with that. And then hopefully at the end we'll be able to come up with a way forward on these three areas, and we'll conclude with some any other business. I see Chris is here, Chris is staying from the board. He's our board liaison. Would you like to say anything, Chris, to the group and to those members not here today, but we'll be reading the transcript about the board's view of the CEP, et cetera?
Thank you. Thanks, Ed, and thanks for the warning.
sorry about that.
No, that's okay. No, not really. Just we'll try, Mike and I will try to get to as many of these calls as possible. Good luck. This is actually quite a difficult topic, so looking forward to being of any assistance that we can be. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Chris. Okay, so in India, if we, I'm not really sure, does everybody have self-scroll on the slide? Can you guys scroll it? If you can, please go to Report from India. If you can't, I'd ask staff to put that up. I was tasked with the duty of speaking, or the pleasure, I should say, of speaking with Becky Burr, who at that point was in charge of the IoT implementation oversight team. That job has now been assumed by David McCauley, but I had a nice conversation with Becky and confirmed that the intent of the changes in the bylaws, if you remember, conciliation used to, under the IRP, under the old rules, used to have an economic benefit for those who agreed to participate in it. That is not the case in the new bylaws. And in speaking with Becky, the intent is to make the CEP a bit more important. The CEP retains financial incentive for participation, and the idea was the more we could resolve through the CEP, the less need for an IRP, all the better. The other recommendation that came from Becky was that when we start writing our CEP rules, rather than start from scratch, as we've so often done in the CCWG, we should look at some of the arbitration forums and mediation forums that are out there that already have rules in place and pretty much copy them. And that includes some of the arbitration bureaus that are already dealing with and have specific rules for ICON's old IRP. So with that in mind, I'd like to turn the meeting over right now to Anna Loop. Anna was nice enough during our last meeting to agree to take a look at the bylaws, old and new, and try to highlight some issues for us to take a look at going forward. Anna?
Cool. Thanks, Ed. This is Anna Loop for the record. I just am going to go over a few things that I noticed. The three are looking at the relationship between conciliation and CEP, mediation, and confidentiality. And if you guys have, since you guys have self-scroll, if you could just scroll through these. So I'll start right now with the uncertainty regarding conciliation rules. I'm going to scroll down, actually, to the main questions here, and my scroll is frozen. Okay. All right. So currently, the conciliation rules are assumed to be not specifically mandated by the new bylaws. So one of the main questions that I think as a group we can tackle is, should inquiry be made to IRT implementation oversight team about development of conciliation rules and procedures? Moving on, again, the self-scroll is completely frozen for me. Moving on to mediation, we're looking in the new bylaws. This is at section 4.3E, subheading 3. May a party request mediation for the first meeting? And do we want ICANN to be able to attend the CEP and the CEP because a compliant request and field mediation can help narrow the issue or resolve the complaint? Should this be the decision of ICANN or the complainant or the mediator, him or herself? This is something I think we should clarify a bit more. And then finally, looking at confidentiality. In the original bylaws or in the old bylaws, the confidentiality is stated, whereas in the new bylaws are silent on confidentiality. It's not as clear. I think we should be looking to consider this issue within the context of a bylaw change, or should we develop it within the CEP rules that Fossey is going to be talking about next? Did I miss anything, Ed? Did I miss anything? Sorry, I'm trying to switch between two different screens now from the forwarded PowerPoint.
No, you know, and you did a great job, and thank you so much. So I think cool. I can take the you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry. As you know, the first call I did on an iPhone when nothing worked, the new Adobe has some flaws. Okay, so I'll take the first task off the table. I do think we probably should figure out what the IRT oversight. Actually, Arvi is on the call. Arvi, are you on the IRT oversight implementation team? Okay. I will.
Excuse me, Arvi. I had to find my microphone.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. Sorry, it took me a long time to find my microphone. Wasn't intending to speak. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, do you know if they've done anything in terms of promulgating rules for the conciliation process?
Nope. We haven't worked on that. We've been working on the IRP rules at this point.
Okay, then I will I'll reach out to David, I guess, unless he'd like to do it, and try to see what the plans are going forward, because we may be able to work together on a common set of principles, if nothing else. Would you be able to
I could certainly send an email into the group and report from this group that there was a question about it. I think you reaching out as rapporteur to rapporteur is also probably a good idea. But I'll certainly carry the question into the group.
Fantastic. Arvi, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, and thanks so much for helping out there. There are a few issues out there. Mediation. Do we want ICANN, for example, to say, okay, when the third party, the plaintiff comes in and says, yeah, I'd like to have a mediator here, do we want ICANN, as is in the new bylaws, to be able to say, no, you want a mediator, we're not going to do a CEP? It's a question for discussion. The other question is the bylaws are unclear as to whether there will or can be a mediator at the first meeting. Does anybody have any thoughts on these two issues? I'm not looking as I should have been all along at the participant thing. Alan, your hand is up. I believe. Actually, no. Okay.
No, I think that's a microphone, not a hand.
It is actually going to be my apologies. Would anybody like to speak to either, any of these issues regarding mediation or the conciliation issue and how we should be working together? Okay, in which case, I will put these questions to the list. and see if we can get some responses from the broader group. Moving on, as far as
Ed, it's Chris. Sorry, I just did put my hand up. The reason I'm not sure if this is on topic or not, but I just thought I'd mention it. One of the slides that Anna referred to asks the question, do we want ICANN to be able to attend the CEP? I think we need to be practical about this and say that quite a lot of these CEPs may very well involve ICANN as a party. So obviously they're going to attend.
Is there a specific slide where that is said, Steve? I think it was, do we want ICANN to be able to end the CEP? Because as the bylaws...
Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. You are correct. That's my misreading. I humbly apologize.
Okay. Yeah, I assume, actually, I believe all of the CEP proceedings would involve ICANN, if not...
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. Because,
really?
It would involve ICANN. It might involve ICANN as a facilitator. But
okay.
It's not impossible that you would have a situation where you are, in effect, running a mediation between two parties that might end up having ICANN, you know, making it. The wine and van one springs to mind as an example.
Good point.
Where in effect, although ICANN was a decision maker at the end of the day, what the CEP was used for was to try and bring, you know, two sides together. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense, and I think as somewhere down the line, we actually have the question of third-party notification and involvement is an issue as we try to put it together.
Yeah, and just from the point of view of ending a CEP, just from my experience of actually being reported to on the status of CEPs, it's just
right.
as a BGC, some form of ability to end the process has to be built in, because otherwise it can simply be used as a tool of time extension.
I've been on the other side of that where it was used. So my view is that's absolutely correct. And we also have the problem in that if you look at how the interplay is between the CEP and the IRP, you can have a mediation on the CEP that goes on fairly for a long time. And then once we get to the IRP, there's the first step may be conciliation there, which is almost a duplicated effort. So I think there needs to be some work between this group and the implementation oversight team to try to make sure that doesn't happen. So I will make a note of that, and I'll talk to David about that and see what we can at least initially come up with. Thanks so much, Chris. Okay. With that noted, is Fozzie here to talk a little bit about the CEP rules?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks, Fozzie. You had brought up, we were doing slides this morning, you had brought up a question as to whether the CEP is meant for negotiation, mediation, or both. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sure. So normally in arbitration rules and procedures, you see clauses that says that the parties have to negotiate for a period of time before they actually start arbitration. So that is kind of standardized thing that we see in commercial arbitration processes. The difference is that between negotiation and mediation is that there is a third party in mediation that actually facilitates the discussion. In negotiations, it's more kind of like the two parties sit together and try to discuss. And there might be someone that helps them, but it's not, that person does not go into the facts and get involved. So it depends what we want to do with this. Do we want a mediation process? If we want a mediation process, then there are like so many rules about mediation and how it should work. Or do we want to have it as a negotiation without a third party? Or and also I heard conciliation, that we want to consider conciliation as well. There are rules for conciliation as well. I think what we should look at is to see what sort of what is the nature of the disputes normally as written in the bylaw, and what the community faces, and what sorts of disputes have been raised, and then kind of decide on the rules, which. Sorry, where is the, so decide, am I talking on the agenda now, I hope?
you're definitely talking on the agenda. You're on the scroll.
Yeah, okay.
You have a slide, negotiation, mediation, both, and then it's followed by sources, which you came up with. So I guess the question is, looking at the CEP, when Sam was on the call last week, she talked about the value of it being more of an informal setting between the two parties. When you look at how we have designed it in the new bylaws, where we have mediation as a possibility, that seems to lead more towards mediation away from negotiation. And as you mentioned, we have at least a word conciliation in the IRP panel and process. Thoughts? It seems like we're trying to create a hybrid of both, and again, the relationship with the conciliation procedure I think is really important. And for no other reason is we don't want the accountability mechanisms to be used as a tool to drag things out forever. Any thoughts about these issues from everyone in attendance? Would anybody like to speak to them?
Well, I would, if I can, so if we have to think about whether we want it to be negotiation or mediation, we've got to consider whether we want a third party actively get engaged with these two parties, and if that is what, as a process, we want. For example, for negotiation, also, as I said, you could have a third party, but it's what that person, the facilitator, will not get much involved. So that is kind of the difference between the two. The other thing that we have to consider when you are considering confidentiality is that confidentiality is good because it does not, it is there to facilitate resolution, because if it's not confidential, it might not be resolved. But for some cases, there might be that it cannot be confidential because there are some aspects to the case, to the dispute, that affect everyone else. And it cannot just be with just private settlement. So we have to work on that as well. So I'm just going to wrap this up now. What we could do, we could look at these after we decide mediation or negotiation, or it can be both as well. But then we can look at the rules of various institutions and look at what can be applied to ICANN, and based on the nature of the disputes and based on how ICANN works. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Farzi. Would anybody like to comment on this issue of mediation versus negotiation versus conciliation, and where exactly we're trying to place the CEP in that continuum? Okay, Anna, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Farzi. This is great. Actually, something I was thinking about when preparing for this, I think, and this is sort of jumping ahead a little bit, but this might be something we could come back to when we're trying to engage with the community who have gone through a CEP experience, you know, sort of asking and trying to have them locate, you know, their experience within, you know, this conversation. Just a thought. Oh, it's Anna Luke for the record. I apologize.
Thanks, Anna. Anybody else? Okay, well, what I'll do, we'll go through, if we go to the next slide, FASI has provided a number of resource institutions that have rules in place that we may want to take a look at going forward once we figure out exactly how we want to position the CEP. Do we want to go to mediation? Do we want to go to folks who specialize in negotiation assistance? It's a question we probably should resolve before we start looking for the rules. I would then go into the next slide, which are topics, and I'm going to add what Fazi has just brought up about the placement on the continuum in terms of what we're trying to accomplish here with CEP. to some of the other topics that we're going to have to deal with either in the bylaws or in the CEP rules. And that includes these procedures and regulations for connecting the CEP, for starting the CEP, deadlines, procedures for making a request. Discovery is the big issue because some members of the community have stated that they don't like the CEP, and again, I wish they were here, but they don't like the CEP because they feel that ICANN Legal in the past has used it for discovery with no real intent of reaching an agreement. Now, obviously, I presume Sam and John would dispute that, but there is that allegation there. We need to have some evidentiary rules and exemptions. We need to take a look at the current processes. As mentioned earlier, third-party rights and notification are an issue, as well as confidentiality versus transparency, something which Fozzie just spoke about quite eloquently. The next slide, you just look at some of the processes. There's a web link there about some of the things that are currently in the ad hoc process statement that's been developed by ICANN, but we're going to have to include these in whatever rules we come up with. And I think one of the things we do need to do fairly quickly is try to determine which of these topics are fit for CEP rules and whether there are any we want to pull from CEP rules and put them into the bylaws. So in the note of the meeting that I'll go out to the larger group, again, we're limited today, presumably because of the holiday, I will note that these are issues that we need to start placing in categories for action. Now, if we can go on to the next slide, this is what I actually had hoped would be the focal point of the meeting. I hope we can get some participation. We have a problem here. We have a wonderful, small, flexible group of folks on this working group, but we have very few members of the community here who have had experience in actually working with the CEP. I'm sorry, Chris. I note your hand is up. I didn't see it. Please go ahead.
No problem, Ed. I was listening to where you were about to go. I think I know the answer too, but I wanted to just throw something into the conversation for you to consider. You've talked about, you know, some people in the community don't like the CEP. You've talked about discovery. You've talked about rules and regulations, and you've talked about a possible clash with mediation as part of an IRP. Have you considered going back to square one and asking the question whether we need to have a CEP at all? If you've got a process where you could trigger a mediation prior to an IRP?
I did bring that up first meeting. My intention when we started back on December 9th, 2014, was to blow up the CEP, to be honest. I went through one. I didn't like it. I thought it was conducted in a way that was not conducive towards agreement, but rather I'm on the side of those who would say it was used more for discovery and delay than for anything concrete in my instance. So, yeah, I mean, do we need a CEP?
I mean, you need some form of we need some form of pre IRP process that enables you to go through a facilitated attempt to negotiate a settlement. Clearly, that's important. I would argue that it's worth considering whether that could be done, and obviously I'm speaking personally here, whether that could be done as part of a mediation process, as an adjunct to an IRP, rather than by some kind of invented process for which there are no rules and for which you will effectively be copying a series of rules from somewhere else. I mean, if we simply said it's going to be a mediation prior to an IRP, then there are plenty of opportunities to use existing processes and independent parties to run those, I would have thought. But those are just my personal thoughts, and I just wanted to throw them in at this stage so that I'd said it, and you can move on in whatever direction you choose to do so.
Those thoughts are very appealing to me, taking off my chair hat or a reporter hat. Can we go to the group here? Does anybody have any thoughts on perhaps considering the fact that the CEP is somewhat artificial, and that what we need more is some sort of ability to mediate immediately prior to an IRP. Now, we could call it a CEP, but we would make it a mediation rather than what we currently have, which is this sort of hybrid that, as Fozzie points out, doesn't really fit any known category. Comments, please. Okay. With the permission of the group, I think what I'm going to do is make that question 1, 2, and 3 in a post to the group's list and see if I can get a conversation going on the list about whether we really do need a CEP. And if we don't, if we want a mediation, whether there's a way to actually reinvent what we're doing here. And actually, I guess we could, I'm thinking off the top of my head, we could keep a CEP, but we could create more of a mediation prior to an IRP. And that goes back to Fozzie's question. Anna, your hand is up, please.
Yeah, I think that if we reconsider the conversation, oh, this is Anna Loops for the record. If we reconsider the conversation we're having around the CEP, we might get more involvement because, you know, from the community, or at least, you know, in this working group, because that might be an issue why it's such a sort of trying to, it's a hybrid process, which is, it's hard to, you know, sort of tangibly understand occasionally, at least from my experience. So it might, you know, garner more support and more participation if we, you know, reframe the way we're talking about it or thinking about it.
Okay, thanks, Anna. Hey, Chris, Alan, okay. Chris, can I get some clarification for you on your thoughts? If we were to reconstruct the CEP to be more of a conventional mediation, would that be something that you think might be a good idea, or at least something we should consider? Okay, Chris, are you there? Okay. I guess taking this forward, would anybody else like to comment on that idea? As I understand what Chris said, is that, yeah, do we need this thing that we really haven't defined at all?
Ed, it's Chris. Can you hear me now?
Hi, Chris. Thanks. Yeah, thank you very
much,
Chris.
Go ahead. Just very briefly to respond, I think from a lawyer's point of view, I think, you know, repeated processes are never a good thing, apart from the fact you can charge lots of money for them. So my view is, if you're going to have, if an essential step in the road to an IRP hearing is some sort of mediation, the CEP in its current format seems to me to be redundant.
Agreed.
And that therefore one should look at trying to combine the best elements of a CEP and the formality, the informal formality, if I can put it that way, of a mediation together and have that one step instead of two.
Merge affiliation with the CEP, which makes complete sense to me. That's what I think we highlighted in the first meeting, was we have these overlapping processes. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I will, I guess going forward, I will talk to Dan on the call and see what they intend to do with conciliation. When I talked to Becky, she hadn't really thought much about conciliation. She knew it was there. So let me see if I get some feedback from the other group about their views of whether they could build this into their process and then obviate the need for us doing any work at all here, or whether it may be best, and it will involve the tri-chairs as well and perhaps the plenary, or whether it's best to develop a mediation process to replace what we now have as the CEP that then bleeds into the IRP, if that's fine with everybody. Okay, not hearing an objection, I will put the idea on our list. I'll also reach out to the tri-chairs, and I'll reach out to Dave McCauley to see what they're thinking along these lines, because I believe personally that Chris is right, that it's ridiculous to have a setup where we could wind up with two basically mediation sessions for the same issue before you would get to the meat and potato discussions if we were unable to work out a compromise. I note in the chat, Alan has stated, sounds like an idea worth a discussion. So I guess that's the way we go. Let me just, as I mentioned in the call, for the call, I had hoped this would be a short meeting in respect to the holiday. We do have a problem if we're going to go forward with this group, in that when I look at the participants both today and in our first meeting, largely most of the folks here have never been through a CEP. Sam Eisner was going to deliver us a list of community members who had been through a CEP, which we were then going to contact. Sam's been on holiday since coming back from India, so we don't have that list yet. I reached out to the SOAC chairs, principally in the registrar group and in the CSG. I was given some names of folks that, have had some experience and have expressed views in the CEP process. All of them have responded, gee, this is really interesting, but I just don't have the time to participate in a working group at this point. So I was going to propose that we do a survey, which is something we're doing in the RPM group with, some success, but I'd like to suggest we hold off on that until we get some answers and views on the question as to whether we really do need a separate CEP process. Would folks have in some opinion as to that is a way forward? I guess we're now into the any other business and in a work plan. But I would be hesitant to go forward with anything I have here in the work plan until we know exactly what we're going to try to accomplish with this group, if anything at all. So do we have some thoughts on this? Hey, Bernie, hand up for me. Go for it, Bernie.
Thank you, Ed. If you do get a chance to talk with David McCauley, who's now heading up the IRP, on this topic, I'm just wondering if you could actually write, if it would be worthwhile writing down some of these thoughts about is there a need to merge mediation and CEP, and bring that up in the plenary next week. I think we're a little light topics, and we will have this time, so it might be a golden opportunity if you feel you would like a larger contribution to this to maybe bring up this specific topic and get some thoughts on that.
Bernie, I think that's a great idea, and unless there's an objection to it, I propose that's the way forward. I will get in touch with David immediately after this call, actually, speak with him and see if we can work out a plan to bring, or a plan, or at least some of the questions we're asking here and bring them to the plenary and try to get perspective of the wider group, as you suggested. Does anybody object to that procedure going forward? Okay. Then why don't we do that then? I'll reach out to David McCauley. We'll take a look at the notes from this meeting, attempt to converse with David and the folks in the implementation, IRP implementation oversight team, see what their thoughts are about their conciliation and the CEP, and see if we can come up with a list of questions and ideas that we can present to the plenary next week. Does that sound good to everybody? Or at least does anyone have an objection to that or have any thoughts on that as a plan forward? Okay, fantastic. Let's go that way. I'll try to report to the entire list on the meeting, and I will reach out to David this afternoon. Unless there's any other comment or questions, I guess we can wrap things up a little bit early today. Okay. We will conclude the meeting now. Happy Thanksgiving for those who celebrate, and thanks, everyone, for coming on to today's short meeting. Bye-bye.